Wabash Folklore Radio. Written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company and read by Derek Warren. A Message for Adam by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, April 1981. The Apple II was officially introduced at the first West Coast Computer Fair in April 1977, one of the very first trade shows dedicated to the emerging microcomputing industry. I loved the computer fairs because they were attended by passionate hobbyists in the days before commercial forces became completely dominant. In April of 1981, a few members of the Macintosh team took the afternoon off and drove up to San Francisco to visit the 7th West Coast Computer Fair at Brooks Hall. The biggest splash at the show was the unveiling of the Osborne 1, which was touted as the world's first portable computer. The Osborne 1 was the brainchild of Adam Osborne, who was a well-known figure in the world of early microcomputers. Adam was a technical writer who founded a publishing company to publish crucial information about microprocessors and software that was sorely lacking at the time. The company was eventually sold to McGraw-Hill, and Adam became a controversial columnist, opining on the industry from his pulpit in InfoWorld and other publications. Adam had a populist vision of computing, touting a no-frills, low-cost, high-volume approach to the business. In 1980, he decided to put his theories into practice and founded the Osborne Computer Company to design, manufacture, and market the Osborne 1, which was a low-cost, one-piece, portable computer complete with a suite of bundled applications. He recruited Lee Felsenstein to design the hardware, already a microcomputing legend, as the master of ceremonies for the Homebrew Computer Club. Now they were introducing the fruits of their labor at the fair, as Apple had done 4 years earlier. The Osborne 1 was on display in the company's crowded booth near the center of the exhibit hall. It looked a lot like an oversized lunchbox, with a keyboard on the back of the lid, crammed full with two floppy drives and a tiny 5-inch monitor in its center. We were a little surprised because it looked uncannily like some of Jeff Raskin's early design sketches for the Macintosh, which Steve had recently abandoned. Portable was sort of a euphemism as it weighed around 25 pounds, but at least it fit under an airline seat. Barely. As Macintosh elitists, we were suitably grossed out by the character-based CPM applications, which seemed especially clumsy on the tiny screen. We worked our way up to the front of the crowd to get a good look at the units on display. We started to ask one of the presenters a technical question when we were surprised to see Adam Osborne himself standing a few feet from us, looking at our show badges and preempting the response. "Oh, some Apple folks," he addressed us in a condescending tone. "What do you think? The Osborne 1 is going to outsell the Apple II by a factor of 10, don't you think so? What part of Apple do you work in?" When we told him that we were on the Macintosh team, he started to chuckle. "The Macintosh, I heard about that. When are we going to get to see it?" "Well, go back and tell Steve Jobs that the Osborne 1 is going to outsell the Apple II and the Macintosh combined." So, after returning to Cupertino later that afternoon, we told Steve about our encounter with Adam Osborne. He smiled with a sort of mock anger and immediately grabbed the telephone on the spare desk in Bud's office. He called information for the number of the Osborne Computer Company. He dialed the number, but it was answered by a secretary. "Hi, this is Steve Jobs. I'd like to speak with Adam Osborne." The secretary informed Steve that Mr. Osborne was not available and would not be back in the office until tomorrow morning. She asked Steve if he would like to leave a message. "Yes," Steve replied, pausing for a second. "Here's my message. Tell Adam he's an asshole." There was a long delay as the secretary tried to figure out how to respond. Steve continued, "One more thing. I hear that Adam's curious about the Macintosh. Tell him that the Macintosh is so good that he's probably going to buy a few for his children, even though it put his company out of business."